You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. America is in an energy crisis, and with high energy bills, many are turning to alternative energy sources. One of the companies that are making microturbines is a company called Genelis. Genelis seeks to become a global leader in sustainable investments and projects. The company's policy is to promote a positive impact by maintaining a high standard for social responsibility. The company is founded by two brothers from Iceland, both who are passionate about engineering new ways to help lower energy costs through functionality. Here today from Iceland is Einar Augustsson, the CEO of Genelis, and brother August Augustsson, vice president of Genelis. August and Einar, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Great to have the both of you. For starters, Einar, tell us about this unique product called Trinity.
Trinity is a portable wind turbine, the first of its kind. So it basically simplifies all the setup processes, and it's a lot more lightweight and portable than conventional wind turbines. So basically what we've done is we've taken everything you need and just placed it inside the unit. The batteries, the inverter, the charge controller, everything is inside, and we've designed it so that you can fold it together into a very small packet that you can then take with you. And we've got four sizes. So that's smallest is 50 watts, and we have 400 watts, 1,000 watts, and 2,500 watts. And the smallest one is great for camping, or just you can put it in your backpack and take it wherever you want. It has a USB output, and you can use it to charge your phone, your laptop, or any USB gadget. The bigger versions have an AC output as well, so you can power appliances, or you can even connect it to your home to supply power to your home.
This absolutely is awesome, let me tell you. August, describe your background and why you decided to build Trinity.
Well, in 2011, we moved to the States, and we were surprised to suddenly see high energy bill and having to buy bottled water. After spending a few years in the U.S., we witnessed not only the high cost of electricity, but also the harmful effects of the carbon fuels used to create it. These harmful effects can have many costs, can have many hidden costs on health and the health effects. So we want to do something to try and solve this issue. So we built our first wind turbine to lower the energy bill, and that was the beginning of the development and process of the Trinity. We want to design something portable, a portable product that gave people easy access to sustainable energy, something we can relate to here in Iceland. Our background is we both studied business administration in the Reykjavik University, but we also come from two generations of electricians and have spent a lot of years working in that business.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago the high energy bills there in the United States on your visit. What cost savings could a homeowner have with installing Trinity?
Well, you can, in many cases, Trinity could completely supply energy. You could go off the grid. That's possible in many cases. And you also get, you can get tax credits. So it's cheaper to install basically what we've done with combining everything into this one package is we've lowered the cost substantially and the setup cost, which can be very high. So we've been able to lower the cost of the whole unit and the installation. So now you're looking at maybe getting your money back or in some cases 2 years, in maybe 2 to 4 years, what before was closer to 8 years. And combine that with tax credits, you can even shorten that time more.
What is the biggest advantage Trinity can offer from your perspective?
Well, we put a great work in the research and development into making Trinity portable wind turbine power station cost effective and simple as possible to use and set up. Trinity, like mentioned, has a built-in generator, charge control, batteries, and inverter. So and it's a very lightweight, of course. So you can set it up anywhere you like. I would say probably around 1 minute. You're probably under a minute setting up Trinity. The new design helps lower the barrier for many people when it comes to switching to renewable energy. Trinity will help reduce the current and future needs for carbon-based fuels. Of course, we have electric car vehicles becoming more popular. The Trinity 2500 offers people the option of charging their car with a personal power generating device that could fit easily in their trunk, so they'd have their own power station. And Trinity works, of course, well with powering up your RV or boat owners. Pretty much a lot of things can work with Trinity, and it works in a low wind. It starts harnessing energy at 2 meters per second, so you don't really have to rely on windy days. It will always harness some energy.
Well, I'm sure those that are tuning in today are anxious to get more information and thinking of powering their home with this device. Today we are visiting with both Einar Augustin, the CEO of Janelis, and Brother August Augustin, Vice President of Janelis, coming to us from Iceland this morning here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. What is your advice to entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a new product? Are there any key giveaways you can provide here?
Well, if you're launching a new product, I will start with making sure that you have a good product that people actually want. I would say that's you would want to start there and set up a good plan of action, and also plan on working a lot harder than you think you're going to have to do, and that it also it's going to take a longer time than you plan for. But just don't give up and just keep going, basically.
Switching gears, do you see wind turbines as the future of renewable energy?
I'd say it's a big part of it, yeah. But the field of renewable energy is something I think we've only scratched the surface of. And I believe there are many improvements that can still be made. And I think it's very important that we kind of keep on researching and pushing on research in this field. You know, that just one small discovery can make a huge difference when it's scaled up. So, and running on renewable energy and becoming energy independent is one of the best investments a person or a nation can make.
And will there be any more building of new models in the future?
It's definitely something that we are looking into, and we're looking at, in the future, we're looking into expanding into other energy sources. We are definitely looking at solar. Is there something there that we want to do, or anywhere else? Are there any other accessories that we can make for Trinity, the portable wind turbine? we are always at the design table trying to do something new. So you can say that we got something for the future, definitely.
Now, I understand that you also are currently running a Kickstarter campaign. Where can people go to support the Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah, we are. Well, you can go to Kickstarter.com and just search for Trinity Portable Wind Turbine. Or you can also go to our website, which is Janelis.com, and just click on the link there.
Well, easy enough, gentlemen. It's Janelis.com. Einar and August, thanks so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show. Certainly wish you all the best. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Einar Augustsson, the CEO of Janelis, and brother August Augustsson, vice president of Janelis, makers of micro turbines that give you alternative energy sources with a company policy to promote a positive impact by maintaining a high standard for social responsibility. And once again, the website of reference is Janelis.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.